This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Nicky. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions. That's according to the press secretary, Jen Psaki. Now, Russia had said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic on his first full day in office with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, Biden said the rollout of the vaccine has been a dismal failure so far. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Thursday that based on recent seven-day averages, coronavirus infections may be about to hit a plateau in the United States. COVID-19 has spiraled out of control for months in the United States, even with a massive vaccination campaign underway. The U.S. death toll has exceeded 400,000. At a White House news briefing, Fauci also said coronavirus vaccines can be modified to account for new variants of the virus, and that while the South Africa variant is concerning, it does not appear to be in the U.S. Another highly transmissible variant of the virus, first discovered in the United Kingdom, has spread to at least 20 U.S. states, he said. He also added that he expects current vaccines will be effective against the recently discovered virus mutations. The United States still has a limited ability to track the presence of new variants in its population. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that hotspots of COVID-19 infections in the European Union will be labeled dark red zones, and travelers from those areas will be required to take a test before departure and undergo quarantine. She added that with infections rising and contagious variants of a virus spreading fast, non-essential travel should be strongly discouraged within the EU, but essential workers and goods must be able to cross borders smoothly. The U.S. Senate Republican leaders want more time before the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement to the execution of his call to action and the violence that was used.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Islamic State militants could have launched the twin suicide bombing that killed at least 28 people and injured dozens more in a Baghdad market Thursday, the first such attack in years. That's according to Iraq's civil defense chief. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in a central Baghdad area. Iraqi forces continue to fight remaining Islamic State militants and are working to secure the border with Syria, across which the group has often moved personnel. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome to Country Hits, VOA. The U.S. is officially under the leadership of the new Biden-Harris administration. This hour, Garth Brooks will talk to us about his participation in the U.S. inaugural ceremony. We'll also hear the new song from Blake Shelton and the new one from Tim McGraw with Tyler Hubbard. We'll kick it off with Penny Chesney, All the Pretty Girls, on Country Hits, VOA.
All the pretty girls said, pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said, I'm going to L.A.
Ups and downs, and I saw the best and worst. Tennille Art, Somebody Like That. She says she didn't want to write a breakup song, but something hopeful about looking for love. And that song was born. On the way, we'll hear from Luke Combs, Eric Church, and Brothers Osborne. Up next is Kaylee Hammack, Just Friends on Country Hits VOA.
I ain't sworn off love long before I met you, but somehow you loosen the ties on a tied up heart. But I should have known it from the start. You should have never come over. You should have left early and kept your hands to yourself. You knew better. You should have never promised me bliss. If you couldn't keep it, we should have stayed just friends. Oh, I should have listened to my mom.
Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat, coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts, 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields, one arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too is like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys. poison beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise, Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
Luke Combs, Better Together. His wife, Nicole Hawking, is currently recovering from the coronavirus. Here is the new one from Blake Shelton called Minimum Wage on Country Hits VOA.
Yeah, I met you before anybody knew my name. Playing for pennies on a dive bar stage. Split an all-star special on our first date. In a Waffle House booth, your daddy was crying when he gave you away. Cause all those country songs I played, they didn't come with a 401k. But hey, I had you. You can make a six pack on the carpet taste like a $1 million bill. You can make a one bedroom apartment feel like a house up on a hill. You can make my truck out in the driveway roll like a cleaned up Cadillac. Girl, looking at you, looking at me that way can make a man feel rich on minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
vision. I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. Sky. This town's a canvas, baby. Let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
Brothers Osborne all night and Eric Church, Hell of a View. Here is Kelsey Ballerini, Hole in the Bottle on Country Hits VOA.
There are many people who drink in moderation with no problems, social, moral, or medical. They have learned to enjoy liquor without letting it upset the functioning of their body and mind. It relaxes you, makes you more congenial.
I just had one.
This helps make a gathering cheerful and friendly.
It ain't my fault. So don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a
one of the few artists asked to participate in the recent Biden-Harris presidential inauguration, where he performed Amazing Grace. Garth says he saw his role as a unifying one.
Unity, loving one another, man. That's kind of what you spent your time doing. And as a singer, that's what you get to sing about. I might be the only Republican at this place, but it's reaching across, loving one another, because that's what's going to get us through probably the most divided times that we have. I want the divided times to be behind us. I want to be able to differ in opinion and hug each other at the same football game. This is not a political statement. This is a statement of unity.
Even though Garth couldn't perform at Trump's inauguration due to scheduling conflicts, he was able to perform at both Obama's and Biden's inauguration ceremonies, causing many to question if he was indeed making a political statement by those choices. He said performing at the behest of the president was a matter of patriotic honor, not in service to any particular political party.
Try to remember the invitation that I accepted before and accepting now is the president of the United States. That's it. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's a leader for whom I am a civilian of the greatest country on the planet.
Here is Garth Brooks, People Loving People, on Country Hits VOA.
Doctor, you ain't got a pill for whatever's making this world new. You can't get forgiveness at the store. Peace, it's a politician's war. Won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle. In the stars or every star, the only answer to the problem is people loving people. That's the enemy of everything. It's evil
people loving people.
The idea of unifying the country was also the inspiration behind the new song by Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard, Undivided. New music on Country Hits, VOA, with Nikki Strong.
See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold, hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven, but you already know about that. Wanna glorify every part of you so bad. Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion then, damn, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to worship you. Saying you could walk on water, or that you could turn it into wine. But girl, it feels like a miracle that you're mine. So don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion then, damn, yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah. I'm a God-fearing Christian man, but if you were a religion then, damn, said I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like.
Kane Brown, worship you. He recently revealed that as a new girl dad, his daughter Kingsley won't be allowed to date until she is 35. We also heard Crowded Table by The High Woman. And here is the new one from Jot Party, Tequila Little Time.
Pardon me, I don't mean to pry. I saw the tears falling from your eyes and I thought, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while. 'Cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us two? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out.
Talking it all out, seeing what what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making a shake, doing the boots good boogie. Yeah, you go, do she do. Come on, baby, let's go, boots good. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, beat me out back, we're gonna boogie. Get down, turn around, go to town, boots good boogie. Oh, you go, do she do. Come on, baby, let's go, boots good. Yeah, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, beat me out back, we're gonna boogie.
And done with Boot School Boogie.
Country Kids VOA. What's going on with Vicki Strong?
The Grand Ole Opry will celebrate its 95th anniversary with a television special on February 14th, hosted by Brad Paisley and Blake Shelton. The two-hour show, dubbed Grand Ole Opry 95 Years of Music, will spotlight some of the stage's most special moments, featuring archival footage and behind-the-scenes perspectives, as well as original performances from some of your favorite artists. Country singer-songwriter Huey X. Lewis has passed away. Lewis penned hits for Stonewall Jackson and Carl Smith, as well as songs for many country greats like Kitty Wells, Mack Wiseman, Charlie Pride, and Little Jimmy Dickens. Lewis also recorded several albums of his own, hosted by his own TV and radio programs, and owned a nightclub in downtown Nashville. He was 90 years old. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton, who turned 75 this week. She used the opportunity to make a call to kindness, stating, "We can't just hope for a brighter day. We have to work for a brighter day." And that's what's going on with Vicki Strong. Here is Darius Rucker, Beers and Sunshine, on Country Hits VOA.
Sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock, kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender, nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime, back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my
she makes you smile. The way you made me smile. On the other end of a phone, in the middle of a highway, driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur.
She's already ruling 2021. Gabby Barrett, I Hope, is still on top of the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. I'm Nikki Strong, and that wraps it up for me. This has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. Bye, y'all.